Yaakov, Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvayas Veishonov, Rahim Yaakov, Shnei Chayov, Shevo, Shonim, Ba'arbo Imu Ma'ashono. Parsha begins to tell us with the story Yaakov's living with Mitzrayim for 17 years. But the mice of the parasha continues, and most of the parasha deals with the mice, the death of Yaakov. So, the Yikuvu Yisrael almost deals with his preparation for death. And the mice, the Torah tells us one of the most interesting parashah reports that we're not so much oimid, there's so many things in every parasha, that sometimes we're not oimid on the amkus of the power of what's going on, or what's the lesson of what's going on, but it's like, what's a chore, a dove, a niflon, a dove, a pella, something that to be oimid on. This year I was able to be oimid a little bit. Vayikro livnoi li Yosef, vayoyim aloim, no motos yichin be'inecho, Simno yodcho tachas yereichi, osiso imodi chesed viemes, al no sikpereini bimitzvoyim. Yaakov Avinu, the Helek Yaakov Avinu, has now reached his last days, his final days, and he needs a special favor from his son, Yosef HaTzadik, who was very dedicated to his son, and he needs a special favor from him. He doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. And Rashi tells us for three reasons he doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. One, it's eventually the ground is going to be turned into kinim, into lice. Secondly, b'shein meisi chutzlars, chayim el b'tzar gugel mechilois, says Chazal, the Medrash brings us with Parsha. The only way to get out to Eretz Yisrael, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, to be zochah, the tchiyas ha-meisim tchila, is through being buried in Eretz Yisrael. The tzaddikim have to go through mechilois, tunnels, to get there. Hashem is building special tunnels. And also, the betzriim should make him into an avodah zarah. So Yaakov Avinu asked this bakosha, his last bakosha from his son Yosef. But the maisa, what is very perplexing and very strange, it has to be beer, Rabbi, is why does Yaakov Avinu have to make such a serious matzov? He makes a shvuah b'nikitas chayfetz. He calls Yaakov Yosef over to take him out with a shvuah. Now Rashi does discuss why he makes a shvuah with him. Why he does discuss it, because he wanted that this way he can get by Paro. He made a shvuah with him. Well, the maisa, it's very, very interesting. This is the first ta'ara. The lechayra, this yisoid of making the shvua by holding on to the bris mila is tremendous chiddush. It's a shvua of the kitas chayfetz. Why wasn't it enough that Yaakov Avinu? Why wasn't it enough, Rabbi? That Yaakov Avinu had to make a shvua of the kitas chayfetz. Why wasn't enough? No, he asked him do a chesed v'emes imadi. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Why did he need special shvua? Rekitas Chayfetz, Mamish, the most strongest Shvua, and the Chazal say that on this Shvua the whole world shakes, that Yosef had to be put into the matzov, into the situation, that he has to swear on a Sefer Torah, that he's not going to bury Mitzrayim. What is this that Yaakov Avinu, again, Rashi does deal with this question, and Rashi says because of Paro, but we want to offer tonight, maybe another Mahalach. Second Ha'ori, Rabbi said, Chazal tell us, do with me a chesed ve'emes. The chorcho, is it chesed or is it emes? The chorcho, the lashon of chesed ve'emes is the student's theory. Emes is true. Chesed is above and beyond this call of duty. Emes is what he's supposed to do. Chesed is, so is he doing a chesed or is he doing an emes? That's the chorcho. So the maisu, one mahalach is, we could say, which is a stock of yisoy, that he was doing two things. Taking him out of Mitzrayim was the emes. He couldn't be in Mitzrayim. But the maisa, he couldn't have been buried anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The chesed might be what the shachavti, my voice in the next pasuk, which says, I want to go b'shachav with my father, when it's a son of Mitzrayim, for a tanik and for rasam, make sure to bury me in my burial place in Moras HaMachim. and that was the chesed. He could have just taken him out of Eretz. All the free time implied being just being out of Eretz, being in Eretz Yisrael. But to take him all the tomorrow's Machpelah, the very tomorrow's Machpelah, that is something that is extra special. That was the chesed. But Rashi tells us another pshat chesed. The MS Rashi tells us the chesed that we do with Mason is the chesed shel emes, that we bury them and we put them into the ground. What is the yisoid of this? So chesed shel emes. So we understand the pasuk that Rashi tells you. So why is the chesed shel emes? Because every chesed, more normally a person does a chesed, he wants a. When you do a chesed for somebody, you're waiting. There, club, you don't think about it, but you want to get it back. But a person does with a mace, he's not looking to get it back. So that's a chesed shel emes. He's not with Tashem Gul. That's what Rashi brings down. But we want to offer another pshat in chesed shel emes, in the Indian of bearing a mace and bringing him to Furas Yisrael. Ramaisa, after the parasha of this, he makes the shvua with the kitas chayv. We said it's very, very perplexing when he do it. But he shtach Yisrael al rosh hamita, he gives him cover, and he bows to Yosef al rosh hamita. And Rashi tells us to all of the in the sagile at a time a person that's in a state of cover, you give him cover over here. He's supposed to give him cover. But after the parasha, it's very interesting. Stamos are that Indian that he's giving him Dafka covered now as the man. But it tries to go with the same story that he wants to the Chabad in, because he knows he has only Yosef. As we know, Rashi tells him, only Yosef could be the one to because he's only the Yosef. Yosef is the one. We want to be Masber also why he called Yosef. Why and what he was trying to show by bringing Yosef. A lot of Rashi tells Yosef was the one who could do it. He was in charge, and he had the bahas. But we want to say maybe another mahala from Yosef. But Yachad from Ba'ela, after that parsha, Yosef brings his two sons in, Menashe and Ephraim, and Yaakov asks, "Who are these sons? What are they?" And he tells them that their sons, one I hate. Afterwards, he says, "No, it's a little bit later." But he gives them a bracha and he makes them part of this Yud Bei Shvatim. And then, very interesting, the next parsha right after that, Rashi says, so he says to his son Yosef, "You should know when I came back from Padan Aram, and I wanted to." You know, I was coming back, so your mother Rachel died on us. Bi'eretz Kina'an Baderech, she died. So Rashi tells us that here he was trying to apologize to Yosef. He didn't apologize, but to explain himself. I'm here being Matriach you like crazy to get you to Furas Yisrael. To get me to the place of the burial of my forefathers, Marzah Machpelah, and all that. And yet, I didn't do that for your mother, so you might have kindness on me. So on that, Yaakov answers that Lamaisa, that it was with the Hashkocha prophets, I didn't do it. As Rashi brings, it's important that Rachel is by the Derech, and she's the one that's going to come out when we go out to Golas. She's buried right along the area where we go out to Golas. And the thing that everybody knows, Rachel, the first Rachel, she's buried on the way, and she cries for her children. Mama Rachel cry. She cries for us when, and she asks for Rachamim, when we go out to surprise they don't have Shabbos Kevin Rachel this week. But anyway, maybe next year. But anyway, the Maisa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meshiva, Kitzah, Hashem, Ansar, that was his Natsalus to the whole Indian of. So the Maisa, it's a very, very interesting thing, again, that, it's a very interesting thing, when we say that. Here we see again that Yaakov goes into a whole discussion about the burial of Rachel, and the burial here, and burial there. What is this whole Indian, and why does this parasha not follow right away after the parasha of Yaakov? If this was like Rashi said, that's what I said before, don't learn like Rashi. If this wasn't his nachas, this was like a, he was trying to explain himself, Yaakov, why he didn't bury him, and that even though I'm in material, he should have said it to him first. Where's the middle parasha come in, that he gives over the portions to his grandchildren, the matana of getting and being ashamed of him. Another thing, of course, we see a tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu says this with Pasha, unbelievable Zach. Yaakov Avinu gave up, Rabbi Yisrael, to buy this Maros Machpelah. People know how much money he gave up. Rashi, this week's Pasha, brings a tremendous chiddush. The Ma'ara, they buried him in the Ma'ara Asher Karisi Lish. And the part that he wanted, that he received it. Chazal tell us, Ma'ora, Asher Pashtei HaMachpela, the Ma'ora that he was Karisili, that he bought, Karisili, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, is Kalashman bought. Avi Yishbiyani Lehmer, he tells me, another man is Bekivri Asher Karisili, Eretz Kenat. He tells Paro, bury me in the Kever Asher Karisili that I bought. So obviously he's trying to impress upon Paro that he bought it. But what Rashi tells an unbelievable Zach? Why is the Lashon of here Kira Karisi, means he bought this Kever? Why is Lashon Karisi? Why is Asher Karisi? Why is Karisi? So Rashi, it's a Lashon of Kri. It's a Lashon of a pile. Shenotol Yaakov Kol Kesev Vizov Shehevi Mibes Lavan. He had all the money, Rabbi Yisrael. People don't realize that he was a very, very, very wealthy man. Chazal tell us when he came back with Beis Lavan. Chazal tell us he took all the piles of wealth, piled them up into a massive pile, and then he said to Esav, you, Esav, you got a portion of Maros HaMachpelah. He had take millions and billions and zillions of dollars, take it, all my money, everything, I don't want it for the penny. I just want to buy your plot in Maros HaMachpelah. It's very interesting what I said. And Yaakov Avinu gives up all his kesef dissolved in the Moshe Ba'olam, he's ready to give up for the Ma'ara. What's the sort of use? So I'd like to say a mahalach Rabbi Yisai in this whole parasha. The Yisoid that we discussed, but it has to be reiterated and discussed and ingrained, and the person has to know it and live with it his whole life. Yaakov Avinu makes Yosef swear. He calls Yosef special to come down to his house. Yosef, Dafke bin Yosef, to come to his house and swear by a Sefer Torah, do not bury me in Mitzrayim. As we mentioned in the beginning, there was only one other place in the whole Shat, in the whole Tanakh, that we had such a malach. Eliezer Eben Avram goes to Rivka, get Rivka for a wife, and he's made to swear by a Sefer Torah, by the Bris Milah, was like a Sefer Torah. What do the two things have in common? There's no shaykh in the two. But we see how, as we mentioned with them, the reason why Yaakov Avinu now felt and Avram felt then, let's take Avram then, was he felt this is something that's so, so important, as we mentioned with them. The future of Klal Yisrael is dependent on the fact that he gets a good wife for Rivka. She's going to be the next mother of Israel, of Klal Yisrael. She has to have good midos. If she doesn't have good midos, as we mentioned from the Drush Haran, the Klal Yisrael will not be able to continue. And therefore, we have to make a shvua with my most trusted Eved, we said then. Never before in the history did Avram make anybody swear. You don't find it. He was making business deals with his estate. He was busy with it. Yeah, Avram doesn't make him swear. Over here, Avram makes him swear because he knows this is one of the most important, probably the most important thing. If there's not going to be the right wife for Yitzchak, then clients will fall apart. I want to say in the same vein that was over here that Yaakov Avinu wanted to teach Yosef and all the brothers. Yisoy HaGadol, which Be'etzim is ingrained, he wanted to ingrain how important it is. That this is that not just for them, Rabbi Yisrael, for the Klal Yisrael, for the future of Klal Yisrael, that the Yisoyin HaGodol, Rabbi Yisrael, is the Mesilah Shishonim Yisoyin Perak Aleph. That Yisoyin HaChasidus, the Shoyresh HaAvoido HaTmimo, that Shmisparo to every person, Rabbi Yisrael, the Yisoyin of everything, the Yisoyin of all HaVinus HaShkan, the Yisoyin of everything in this world for a year, there's one thing. What is our purpose in this world? What are we living for? We're living with his aneg al Hashem to have pleasure, to take pleasure and to bask in the light. To bask in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bask in his presence, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest oifer. Where is that world, Rabbi Yisrael, of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is that world? Where is going to be that place that we're going to bask u'mokom ha'idim with the emes oylem habo in the time of oylem habo in the time of Moshe Mashiach with someone in the time when this world is finished with its horrors, then we'll be able to cling and connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that is the tachlis of a human being in this world of Oysai. And therefore of Oysai, the Iker Chaim of a person. The Iker Chaim of a person is the next world. What he has to do in this world is work. He's Oyved. He's Oyved Hashem of Adam. Because you're working to get your reward for the next world. But he has to realize with the most certainty and clarity. You have to inspire these Amates. What are we living for, Rabbi Yisrael? Are we living for this world? Or are we living for the next world? When is the true life? Because Nayim Lutheran says there are two parshias, and parshias breishias. Vayichi and Chayesara. Vayichi and Chayesara. Those are the two parshias we discussed Misa. Because of Adah, the Yikah Chayim. The next world, and that's what we're living for in this world. That's what we're working so hard. We're in this world to work hard, to the oivei, and it's shver, and it's yisurim, and it's difficult because this is not the real world. This is not what it's for. It's a mistake. We've been robbed. We've been brainwashed. We've been taken out of our element. The Iker Chayim is next. And therefore, Yaakov Aminu, and there's a whole parasha now. Yaakov makes a shucha asek. I say, for Torah, make sure you get me out of Mitzrayim. Take it easy, Dad. We'll take care of the funeral arrangements. Don't worry, Dad. We'll have Arthur and Sons with his black limousine. Don't worry. We'll be taken care of. You'll have the most proper ceremony. Bum, 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 bum. There'll be bells and things. I want ceremony, you know what I did? I want to know that my Iker life is set in path. The path is set for it. I want to know that after his death, the Abba says, I'm not going to have any problems that they're going to make me into an Avodah Zarah, which Chazal said, the Medrash says, you get punished for that. I'm not going to have any problems that my body, which I worked on so hard to perfect, is going to be eaten up by Kenan. Not in Eretz Yisrael, not in the right place. Yaakov was teaching the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael's afterlife. That's the Iker life, is our afterlife. And that's the Yisoid of everything. For if a person realizes and feels that in this world is the Iker Chayim, he's going to get lost. And everything's going to get lost. And everything's going to shut down. He's going to get lost. And he's going to miss the boat. And he's going to miss out on what's going to be the real purpose of this. So Yaakov, you know, calls him B'nai Yosef. Ashwadah, Isaac, Sefer Torah. Chesed V'Emes. Make sure you swear, make sure you accomplish it. And this was what Yaakov was teaching everybody when he gave up all his money in the world for a place of a kfura in the ground in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem Bela. Because he was teaching, what's it all worth? All the wealth. It's only worth the makom kfura, to be in a helik, a makom kfura, to be around a shochaftim, a voisai, to be with tzaddikim, and a makom Baruch Hashem Bela. Everything else is not worth it. Everything else is not worth it. And Yaakov Avinu was now telling Yosef, so mushtar, I'm going to give you a matana for that. If you do it for you, taking care of it, you were zocha to be the Bechor, you were zocha. Why were you zocha to be the Shvat? This kind of big story, why he spoke to Yosef. Because Yosef was a Mitzrayim. Yosef was a Melech. Yosef was from among this, the Shvatim. Who had the opportunity was so great to forget himself. The Chazal tell us, we know we make a bracha, Rabbi Yisai, every Friday night, every father, the Friday night, not at Western Wall, on your house, everybody makes a bracha to their children. Yisimcha, Yisimcha, we'll get a rendition here. Kefayim Mecha Menashe. Why Kefayim Mecha Menashe, Rabbi Yisai? What, there's no other Shvatim? Why Kefayim Mecha Menashe? Zok Mefarsh, the Pshad is that they grew up. All the other Shvatim grew up around Yaakov Avinu and his presence the whole time. Avada, they stayed away. But we're saying that Yisimcha, Kiyar Fayim Menashe, that even though as we, the Klai Yisrael, are going to go out to Golus, and we're going to be infected by the Golus, and we're going to be inspired by the Golus to, who knows, lose our place, we should be like Ephraim Menashe who remained steady, and that's what they were saying, that I'm Atana. And this was what Yaakov was teaching, B'no Yosef. Who has to be, he was built the king. And there's a takhas for Sholem, the king is in charge of all the Gashmias. You're the one who has to know it in the highest form. And that's why I'm giving you Menashe Ephraim, because you were successful. That's what I'm giving it to you. So Yosef can have a shayla. It's so important. What about my mother? So that's the Hemshech HaParashis. What about my mother? What? So Yizmaz, but she also has a purpose in her Mokum Befuda. Has to be a schooler. They go out to Golos and the Davin and to bring them back. But the Yisoid of the parasha, what is that? The Yisoid of this parasha is Chesed Shel Emes. I have a new Daher, what is it? In Chesed Shel Emes. Why burying somebody's Chesed Shel Emes? Zot Vesil Shishon, what is it? Perga Aleph. Shizehu, what is the purpose of a person in this world, what is that? What are we here for? What are we doing here? Don't ask that question, Rabbi. It's too scary. I just want to go on eating my potato chips. What am I doing in this world with a seicha? What did I come here? What was I created for? What's my purpose? We have a purpose. Chazal taught us our purpose. The first pregnancy was a shor by side. That every single Yid has to know this and has to inspire this Amis so deep. Sha'odom loy nivra l'saneg al Hashem. The person only was nivra to have fun, have pleasure from Hashem. That's what you created for. Hashem wants you to have pleasure. Hashem wants you to be misaneg with Him. But where is that place? I said, when do we get that pleasure? Why am I so depressed? The answer is, that place is the next world. That place is in Mokum Ha'idah, is Olam Haba. Because Hashem prepared it for that place, we're going to have the best. So that's the top. We go through this world, because that's how we get brownie points. That's how we get our points. That's how we get on the honor roll! And we get to get the best in the presence of Hashem. Why? This is the most truthful Tainuk! It's the most truthful Tainuk! It's the Mokum of Emes Eidut. Every other pleasure, Bosai, is not truthful! Every pleasure that we have is not a truthful pleasure. I'll prove it to you. When we have a pleasure,
before we have that pleasure, the excitement and the fantasy that that pleasure is going to give us, Rabbi said, is it equal to the actual pleasure? You go have see it. You come to supper of the yeshiva, that pleasure. You come to supper and you see for supper Solomon's meatballs. There's nothing more pleasurable than that, Rabbi said. Or you go out for dinner and you go to Entrecot and they bring you a rich, luscious steak, Rabbi said. Your mouth is watering. Your nose is running so much, you have so much water coming out from all the drooling. Your ears are, water's coming out. Smoke is coming out of your ears because you wanted to smoke steak. So you're smoking coming out of your ears. Your nostrils are watering. Your eyeballs are popping out. Of course, you've got to keep pushing your eyes into the balls and not coming out from that luscious steak dripping down with A1 steak sauce. And on the side, there's fried onions, mamish on the side. Your mamish looking at it. And you can't get enough, and then you wake up, and Solomon's so you're in the restaurant, and you're about to cut into that juicy steak, and mom is cutting, and your mouth can't wait. The boy said, the excitement, and the pleasure, and the enjoyment, and the fantasy of that pleasure, how long do you have actual pleasure for, the boy said? How long, the boy said? You know how long it takes you to get from your mouth to the back of your throat? A quarter of a second. So how long do you actually have hanah for all that fantasy and dreaming? Any pleasure was in this world. You're going to any pleasure, you don't have to go into everything over here right now. But any pleasure was in this world, the actual pleasure time is about a quarter of a second, a few seconds. How much is the build-up that the pleasure should bring? Could be hours. The guy's fantasizing in his bed about that entrecote steak 2 days. He's thinking about it. 16-pounder! You have to bring it out! 6 waiters! Here's your steak! How am I gonna cut it? Chainsaw! Chainsaw that steak down, it's so heavy, that steak. And he's eating it, and he's waiting about it, he's waiting for that chainsaw steak! He's dreaming about it, his Rebbe promised it, the chainsaw steak! Only at Entrecote, just came out, $75.99 for the chain store steak. And he's waiting for it, he's drooling about this. How long did he ever know? For 3 weeks he's dreaming about it. He's thinking about it, wow, I can't wait to be in that store when they bring it out. Quarter of a second of pleasure, actual pleasure. Is that truthful pleasure? Pleasure, is that truthful? Compared to how much he really felt, nothing doing with it. But in the oil of my MS, in the new world, where we will enjoy to bask in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Yetzer Hara stopping us, we're able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that pleasure is totally truthful. Bringing someone to Kfura is a chesed shel MS. Because you're bringing him to the MS Amiti, the most truthful place in the world. Living in this world of Sheker is not a chesed shel MS. You're bringing him into this world of Sheker. Bringing him into the world of MS is a chesed shel MS. Because it's totally 100% the truth. And this is what Yaakov, if you don't want to be Moise Nefesh, to teach. Give up all his money in the world. Make a shvur to a rice and a sefer Torah. Call his oldest son the Melech. Only you should do it. For 2 reasons you could do it. And to teach Yosef Dafka the lesson. Yosef, you are the one who has to engrave even more. You're the Melech. You were successful. That's what I'm giving you Menashe Ephraim. But don't forget. Don't forget the lesson. And the lesson is totally true. And even with your mother, that I didn't do it, there was also the truth of that lesson. Because her place after life is on that road to help Klal Yisrael come back from Golus. That's her place in the afterlife. But the truth of it is that the Chesed Shel Emes we have to ingrain, and we have to realize, and we have to know that we're in this world, we're not living for this world. We are not living for this world. And even though all the newspapers and all the televisions and all the media And all the propaganda and the advertisements and the entertainment and every single type of organization and every single type of koyach in America is telling us not this way, Rabbi Yisai. They're lying! They're telling us non-truths! They're telling us falsities! It's a total falsification of the truth! The real truth and nothing but the truth. You're in Mitzrayim. Yehuda and Kippur could forget yourselves, as we can see next week's parsha. They almost did. They almost lost it totally. I'm leaving you, says Yaakov Avinu. Don't forget the lesson. There is only one Emes, the Chesed Shel Emes. That the true life, Vayechi, Chayei Sora, is the afterlife. That's where our tafkin is. That's where our gender is. That should be our goal. And that's what we have to work towards. And if we're doing anything but that, we're off the beaten track. We're off the boat. This is what the world at large has taught us. Amass wealth in this world. In this world, this is the world. We have to amass it. You gotta get a lot of it. You gotta have cars and houses and this and that. And you have to need that you need as much as possible. More houses. Houses here, houses there. Just in case one time you want to visit Bolivia. Nice villa in Bolivia. Maybe you're going to end up somewhere in Antarctica. Get an exercise Eskimo suit. You might end up over there one day. Special igloo. Big igloo. And of course, we got to get tickets to the moon. Everybody's got to get to the moon the first time. We got to see the moon. I gotta get to the moon! I wanna go into the new thing in the moon called Moonface! So coming out with it, it's only on the moon. You can connect with other people. You face the moon and then you moon face. Get to the moon. His life is living and dying and until his last day, Rabbi Yisai. He's living for this world. Until a guy would hear their famous stories of people that were on their deathbed, Yiddish people, Rabbi Yisai. And with their last request, they bend over. What do you want to do? Put on tefillin? Do one last mitzvah? Every mitzvah, we don't know what a zechar is. Go out with the Merv Griffin show. The guy in his deathbed, he doesn't need the Merv Griffin show. He has to do his last episode. Get me my what's it called? iPad, iPod, iPad. Get me my iPhone. I have it all here. And that's it, Alyssa. I just go out with it. Go out of this world with the iPhone. Take it up with him to heaven. You don't realize you don't take anything with you to the next world. Not one iota of this world, Rabbi Sadi. Not one iota. Someone told me that his father works for the Chevra Kadisha over here. And the man said they were burying him in the shroud, one of these guys, and he said they found a quarter in the pocket of his shroud. Kilo. At least they'll take a quarter with him. Maybe he can make a quick call to his wife. Be back soon, Mary. You don't take anything with you. Because in the next world, all the goofiness and all the stuff from which that is gone. And the Shama, Tahoira, and all the mitzvahs that a sporty person That's what builds his next bonus. And the Gemara tells us about this. That one of the Amoraim had a dream. And he saw, he had a dream. And he said, he didn't understand what was going on. He said, what's going on? I don't understand. In my dream, I saw El Yoinim Lamata, the ones who are big shots in this world. Lamata, the down in that world. The ones who are Lamata here, the ones who are Nebuchs. On a mile in the next world. You see, he came in front of the Rebbe. They said, what's Pshat? So he said, not only the Hafa Chalisa, only the Mamita Chalisa. Those here in this world who distance themselves, who didn't get so much into the Gashmi, who were busy doing their Ruchnias and doing their mitzvahs, and they had a little house over here, a couple of rooms, not too much. They didn't even have a car. They had not too much. They barely had just a suit and a jacket. The Larry Leitch Steinman, if you go to his house on Boisai, the walls are still peeling for 30 years on Boisai. He never had a telephone on Boisai. Never. He still doesn't have it. No telephone. Oh, you must need the coach. No. No telephone whatsoever. His house is bare minimum of furniture on Boisai. As they once came to the Chavetz Chaim, they asked the Chavetz, a lady who was visiting the Chavetz Chaim, everybody knows the name is Maisa. Chavetz Chaim, he said, the lady who came to visit was a wealthy lady. She came to the Chavetz Chaim's house, he saw the furniture was broken, no two chairs were the same. He was the Chavetz Chaim, the girl on the door, she said, yes, Rebbe, where's your furniture? Where's your furniture? I don't understand. This is Mamash Abusha Becherpa. So the Chavetz Chaim asked the lady, lady, Mrs. whatever her name was, where's your furniture? Chavetz Chaim, what kind of question is that? Where's my furniture? My furniture, I'm traveling through. I don't have furniture. Said the Chavetz Chaim, I've been also traveling through. I'm just passing through this world. I'm also a traveler. And they wanted to buy for the Aaron Cutler new furniture of himself. He wanted to buy him new furniture. His house was broken down, every table and chair. So there was a wave. So the Chatamim wanted to change his furniture. They came into the house. They took out all the old furniture, put in new furniture. He came back and said, he's not stepping foot into the house. This is not what I came to this world for, to enjoy new furniture. It's old furniture. That's in this world. In the next world, the ones who are bottom in this world is the mouth. The mouth is surfacing. In the real world, in the world who are amiti, they're having an extravaganza. Homes that you've never seen a Boisai. You go to some homes of Boisai, I was in certain homes in America of Boisai, you can't find the beginning of the house, you can't find the end of the house. Where does it start and where does it end? Mamish. Doorbell, which one is the door, the real doorbell? With the real doorbell, please stand up. There's six doors, one's for the maid, one's for the butler, one's for the cook, one's for this thing, and one for that thing, and here and there, and houses and homes, rooms and rooms and rooms. The voice in the next world, for those who here had mamish, a two-room flat. Two-room flat, mamish nothing, they had no karnosa, they had no money, they ate sardines. In the next world, the boys say they're feasting on the biggest steaks, on the biggest, the Moses says, I am loy rosas of the Gemara, brachas lamedalam and beis. Tzadi tamili chachon atzvon, I am loy rosas, Ephesus, we can't imagine, it's beyond comprehension. The wine and the busser and everything that they're going to have, and the oil of my emes, the emes, I know, whatever that means. In our terminology, we speak about engagement, we don't understand what it means. It's a hanah that's not shouted to describe in the smallest amount. For one mitzvah. And they're going to be mansioning it out. Thousands of Talmidei Chachamim. Big and Bamamish, it'll look like Lawrence. The back Lawrence.
All these Talmid Chacham living in homes with swimming pools and mamish maids. That was bizarre. Zoran Tzitzis, we had 2,800 maids, servants he has. Hundreds and hundreds of servants, and he's Zoran this mitzvah and that mitzvah. Servants upon servants and mansions and mansions.
And then comes up Mr. Bernstein. Sam Bernstein, to be exact. Sam was a very wealthy Jew here in Olam Hazeh. Sam had factories. He invested in the stock market. He did very, very well. But Mr. Sam did not participate so much in the mitzvah aspect. That's old-fashioned, Rabbi. I'll put on tefillin. Maybe we're on the deathbed. If it's after we finish the Merv Griffin show on time. Maybe Chabad catch me, I'll get my tefillin on, Mr. Sam Bernstein. And he has big suspenders and eats very well. Only the fancy restaurants. I don't go to those lowly restaurants. $150 a day. That's not for me, Mr. Sam! I like it. $280 starting price for a steak. A 1 ounce steak. I like fancy wines at my table. I dine well. I don't just dine at any restaurant. In my house itself, no meal goes for less than $3,000. When I go out to a restaurant, my chauffeur eats an entrecote. I don't eat an entrecote. I have a chauffeur who picks me up in the air for my long limousine, white, long limousine. I drive her down. That's just my weekday, on weekends. You can see my car. You can't get an appointment with Mr. Sam Bernstein. He doesn't have time for those Torah institutions. He doesn't support Torah. He supports money. He makes money. And that's what he's interested in, Mr. Sam Bernstein. Only making money. And more money. And more money. And more money. He has to have 16 homes. He has to have special beds. Not just any mattresses. Those yeshiva guys get 600 ton mattress of himself. He sleeps on it. He feels he's on top of the world. He needs a 6 foot ladder to get up to his mattress. That's how thick it is. But he's a heavy guy, so the mattress has to have also 6 foot of weight. It shouldn't come through the mattress. The doors are, they're extending the doors of his house every few days for all those entrecote meals. They extend the doors every few days. But Mr. Sam Bernstein has his shittas right. He was brought up in a proper way. He was brought up, you have to make a living, Mr. Sir. Let me teach you a thing or two. Excuse me. Caviar. Let me teach you a song that you're learning in Yeshiva. Ulcers acting up, too much steak. Let me teach you a thing or two about life. Look at me, a little overweight. Excuse me. But I have to teach you a thing. What's he, sir? You have to realize all that stuff you're doing is very nice. But how are you going to make a living? Where are you going to live? Those poor, kind of young light and some two-room flat somewhere. Take it from me. That's not life. This is life. Make money. Get rich. Buy homes. Invest. And when you die, they build a big grave for you with a mausoleum. Here lies Sam Bernstein, heaviest man on earth. not so happy, but, you know, she married him when he was 75, he was only 18, perfect sinner. She was only interested in his money, even though she said how much she loves him. She only poisoned him. But this is Sam's great life, you know. And Sam comes to the next world. And he came up and he was a very, 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 very affluent man. And he comes up to the next world. And he's looking to see what's going to be, you know. Now comes the real life, 70, 80 years. I mean, he felt he led the real life. But here, he's going forever and ever 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 and ever. The schmooze is never going to end. And ever. He's going there forever. I mean, forever! How long is that? I can't tell you, but it's forever. That's for sure I can tell you. It's for sure and forever. So Sam comes up to the next world forever. I said, okay, you know, I had some money down there. Where do I get to go? Okay, Sam, step into the vehicle. We're on our way to show you where you're going to live forever. Mr. Malach, how you doing? Oh, Mr. Sam, they told me to take you to a special location for you type of guys. Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm sure you won't. Mr. Malach got real driving the van, and Sam's out there waiting, and there he's passing down Avrechen Town. And Sam's eyeballs are coming out. He never saw a house like this in his entire life. What are those, Gavriel? Gav, what are those? We're driving pretty fast. Can't you stop, Gav? You're driving too fast. Isn't my home down here? Not yet, Mr. Sam. Wait around. But we'll stop for a second so you can have a little view of what you're not going to get. What's that house with the 17 windows? That's Shlomo Bernstein's bathroom! And the mansions. What's going on? Who are all those people outside his house? There's 2,800 people! Those are his slaves. 2,800 slaves! Each one ties one shoelace! Okay. Mr. Sam, we're moving on. We pass it by a Avrechen Town! The scrawny, punched-in hat guys! Look what they're wearing, Selkos! Wear my clothes! Oh, Sam, we got good clothes for you! Salvation Army, here we come! And they drive past the most magnificent houses. They start to get to a little bit lower houses. Who are these for? These are the people who also learned the mitzvahs, beautiful homes. Do I get something here? You could send a postcard, Sam. And they're driving down, and they're passing different types of homes, and it's getting lowly and lowly and lowly. Until they come out. Sam, we're almost there. 16 hours of traveling past all the different types of homes. Sam is getting nervous because as he every time he sees the home gets less. Gabriel says, Sam, get out. We've reached the destination. Dum, 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 dum. He opens the door and there's nothing around. except the tippy. Sam, here you go. Here's the Isle of Hama forever. Enjoy the teepee! How am I supposed to fit into that thing? Oh, it's okay. Your kids will join you. A teepee? Yeah, but it has four sides, like a rum's tent. You'll have air. But how am I supposed to get around? How am I supposed to move around this place? Those beautiful, magnificent cars! Can I at least get a Lexus? No Lexus for you, Sam. How about a Ford Dart? No Ford Dart for you. But how am I supposed to get around? No problem, Sam! It's a tricycle! I'm gonna crush it! Okay, we have something new for you this year, Sam! A bogo stick! I hope you make it! That's all I got! Forever? Forever. You can always change the tire on your tricycle if you need it. Give a call. Malkio will be on his way. He changes the tricycle tires for these people who live here. Forever? But what do I eat out here? No problem. Plenty of herbs. In fact, next to you is Herb Sampson, lives next door. You and Herb can enjoy the herbs! Just make sure it don't call. We need the herbs, Herb! You think you're calling him? What do I do all day over here? Enjoy the weather. It's awfully hot. Very hot. With no AC. Don't I get a fan? Sure. Who can give you that fan? Here. Oh, very nice. Hand-glided fans. There's another Eitzel Boisan, he said. You could blow on yourself. Well, on your kid, he can blow on you. That's it? That's what I'm live forever? Listen. You were told. You understood. As a student in Yeshiva or wherever you were when you were younger, you learned Mesilas Yesharim. You learned that the tachlis, the purpose of that world wasn't to eat steaks. It wasn't to drive fancy cars. It wasn't to acquire fancy clothes, even though there's nothing wrong with having it. You know, Talmidei Chacham says the Gemara can have both worlds. As long as it's used out. But you only wanted that world. He gave you that world in its entirety. You had it all for 70, 80 years. But forever and ever, enjoy pogo sticking. The Voisai, this is the Yesoid. A Godol Vandoira that Yaakov Avinu was teaching Klal Yisrael when he said, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Make sure to get me out of Mitzrayim. Make sure I'm buried b'kfulatam. I don't want to remain here because we, I want to impress and bring life is only after death. I want to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says that when Prius Amesim Klal, the people who are buried in Eretz Yisrael come up first. They're the first ones to come up. That's the whole purpose. That's what I want, and that's what I lived for. And that's what I died for. And this is the message of Yaakov Avinu Parashat. He gave all his money in the world, all the money, the riches, for the burial plot in Maraz and Machpelah. There's no greater lesson than that. That all the wealth is not worth it. The tachlis is the afterlife. The tachlis is Mokom HaEmes, the Chesed Shalom. And oh, you know, boy, say, whoa, Rabbi, great shmooz. And how come there's so many people? How come, the boy, say? You can't ask the how come. Our job is not to be confused. Who am I, Yitzhak Horo?
who has sought the Olachamah. It's his job in this world. Confusion, pervert the truth, teach that this world remains hapless. Don't learn Torah, go make money. There's nothing wrong with making money, also. The person that supports Torah, Chazal say, also will have Gvaldik Ischar also. It's not, the point is, what's your focus? What's your agenda? What's your tafkid? What are you working for? You're working for the next world, or you're living in a fantasy of this world? This is the main question you have to ask, Rabbi Sai. In all our maisim, in all our agendas, in all we're planning to do in life, what is our focus? The guy said, listen, it's hard for me to learn, it's difficult, that's also a choice, everybody can learn, everybody can shtai. But a person feels they can go out and help the tzibur by making money, support Torah, and do that, a mindset, he's going to get gevaldik ischar also. That's not the shrewd, that only person sitting and learning. But I've vowed to the boy, said, Hamidei Chachamim, Ayin L'Ros, he says to the Ros, the Ayin who has never ever perceived and seen the schar ha-machak eloi, the bowl, it says the Medrash, Amendim. He couldn't believe it when he saw the schar. It was unimaginable, the schar that he saw when he came to the next world. That so much as Chazal, he was Pribeya Misa, he wanted death. He saw the things, he was Pribeya Misa. He wanted death, he saw what it means to this. Avada, when a person is Nifta Lo Aleinu, the mice, he's going to the best world. The tears are not for him, it's for us. When we lose somebody very big or somebody dear to us, it's taka tragedy. Because we don't have that person among us to help us and to bekarav us, or whatever chizik that person was giving to the veld, or whatever spirituality he's bringing to the veld, yiskadel, yiskadei, shmei rab, we say, because the void of mitzvahs and Torah that that person had, it's missing. So we're worried about the kvod of Hashem and the kvod of the people around him. But the person himself, bonim matem, Hashem alaykech, loisis goyim, says Chazal, you're bonim, you're going home, says Arachayim HaKadosh. Why are you crying? Don't go crazy over the death. The guy's going home. He's going to the best place. He's going to the mansion. He's going to the place that he built. You're building your own homes now. But see, the next world, every mitzvah that we do is another brick in that world, another brick in the mansion. But let's not forget it. Let's not get lost. So many people get lost in this world, and it's Rahmanis because we hear the media. And the media is brainwashing and torturing our brains. Make money, buy new clothes, eat this food, do this thing, What is we say? Is that MS? You have MS HaNor from it? It's Sefer Shaldovi HaNor, 2/4 of a second. The whole build-up was hours and years. I can't wait till they drop the ball. January 3rd, I can't wait. Boom, 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 boom. 2 seconds later, okay, what was it, Ray? Very nice, move on. For hours, he's thinking about it, and thinking about it. What, how much Hanor does it give him at the end of the day? Check it, it's not truthful. The only MS Hanor is that passing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the next world of Wayside. That Hanor is unbelievable. It says a bit of the Yon, I'm ending, from his father. He says, the Mishnah says, Rofa Shoachas. Shokoyras ruach, ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam abo, mikol chayolam hazeh. Zok the taich. If you would put all the annoyances of this world, from the beginning of time till now, into one pillar, all the possible annoyances, all the annoyances, everybody help. Yofi shachas, shokoyras ruach, ba'olam abo. 1 second of koyras ruach, he said, what shokoyras ruach? You walk by a nice restaurant, you smell the aroma coming from that restaurant. That's Koyras Ruach Olam HaBa. Not Olam HaBa itself. It's only the Olam HaBa itself, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai says, Adam HaRishon had the most myriadic pleasures. He wasn't in Eden. Chazal say, Talmid HaChachamim, Asurich had to go to Eden. Not to Gan Eden. He was only in the Gan, says Chazal. Adam HaRishon was only in the Gan of Eden. He wasn't in Eden itself. The pleasure that Adam HaRishon had, he didn't get to the Mokum HaEidut. Says Chazal Baruch Slam Adalit. He got to Gan of Eden, but he didn't get to Eden. He didn't get to Eden. Eden is waiting for us. Mokum HaEidut. But he said, this is the most important lesson.
everybody to read. Not to forget who we are. Not to forget our purpose. Not to forget what's waiting for us. Not to be brainwashed and perverted our das and blinded by the truth that this world is the truth. This is what you're doing. You see people dying upon this land. You see that the end of life, 80, 90, 100 years at the best. What's after? After is everything. After is everything. That's Judaism, Rabbi. That's our Ikka belief. Our Ikka belief. And there's the chiluk between us and the guy. This is what Yaakov Avinu gave up his whole everything for another mazeh. Our Ikka belief between us, the chiluk between us and the guy. The guy doesn't believe in it. Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. And we believe, serve Hashem, for tomorrow you'll be merry. And please, we have to ingrain this every part of our lives. This is service to Hashem. If we do that, if we do that with the Eretz Kite, and we set a path for our life, and it's, don't make a mistake in the Shemitah, you're not allowed to enjoy, you're allowed to enjoy a little. You're allowed, you're supposed to enjoy. But what's the agenda of the enjoyment? That my goof should be boring, that I should eat good food, that I should be in a good mood, that I should be able to serve Hashem. It's all, the Chazal say, when you're eating food, you can serve Hashem, when you're sleeping, you do everything, you're exercising, enjoy life. But the tachlis, the agenda, the purpose of everything is to give pleasure to Hashem. For that is what we're waiting for. To misadik al Hashem. If we learn this lesson, if we understand it, if we work towards your side, then be'ez Hashem is barach, we've accomplished our tafkid and we come to the next world and the mansions are waiting. The mokum ha'idu and the gan eden, the ayin la'rasa, the wine, yishesh may grace us the gemara, the basar, shor ha'bor, the things that we don't understand what they are, but say, Chazal tell us the most pleasurable things that shai ha'bosai. This is what we're waiting for. There is our shadow. We work on it. We'll grade it in. We'll make it our purpose in mind. Our tachid. We'll try, Be'ez Hashem, with a lot of koichas, a lot of pushing, and a lot of understanding, and a lot of working towards this goal, Be'ez Hashem, will be zoicha, the bas, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zoicha b'choros to see Mashiach, Yisrocha be'ez Hashem to bring the unbelievable nachas to Eibishter. Yisrocha be'korav to bias Mashiach. Sikeinu, k'meir v'milu.